Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bruton moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Cash reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Wojcik hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and has McAuliffe trapped. There's the throw to Charles who throws to Causey, who tags McAuliffe for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Causey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Cimoli moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Kern pinch hits for Orlando Peña. Bill Kern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Wojcik hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mossy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castro moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the mound. Segui catches it and throws to first to double up Mossy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simulai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simulai moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozique pinch hits for Diego Segui. George Alozique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozique is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-3 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 3 in the game. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Mossy moves to second. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mossy moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Norman Mossy scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simulai hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.